Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You have to look this up.
You had one.
Like 8 years ago.
Well, okay, so there's is she a psychologist or something? Who is this person?
Therapist, specializing in relationships.
Great. This therapist has come up with a new set of vows.
Yes.
I'm going to say this. As a person who's done the whole, the whole thing, the whole rigmarole, whatever you call it, the pageantry.
But did you say your vows at both? That's a genuine question. I'm sorry. I'm being totally.
Were your fingers crossed?
Well, no, because I know that they were very different situations.
So the first wedding was the pageantry.
Yes.
We did the whole thing. 300 plus people, the whole thing. But I think we just did, this is terrible, but I think we just did the vows. Like the ones, do you, Michael, take this woman?
Are those the vows?
Say, I, Michael, take this woman, take this woman to be my lawfully wedded wife.
Mm-hmm. To love and to hold.
To have and hold, to love and to trust and like. Mm-hmm. And I do remember she and I, please do not text in and push back on me on this. I didn't insist on it, but I was like, traditional vows, great. And then they came and it had obey in there. And she was like, ain't no way I'm saying that. And I was like, okay, but we wanted traditional vows and obey is in there. But I think, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, obey only goes one way.
Yes.
Like she says it, but you don't say it back.
Correct.
Okay.
Then that's bad. That definitely shouldn't be in
there. I feel like that's not really a thing anymore. It's been removed.
But so we just slowly been hybriding the vows.
Mm-hmm.
And this therapist is like, no. We're going to just whooping.
I have
vows.
A new set of regular.
Here's what you say. Vows.
Which I'm just completely against.
You're against the new ones?
Before I even see them. Because I don't even like that we're just slowly kind of morphing the vows. It's like you're either getting married or you're not. And if you don't want to do that, then don't.
But don't you think the idea of marriage has changed a little bit?
I think that's. Do you think are marriages better off today?
They're definitely way more disposed. I take it from me, as I have a recycling bin.
And I think that's bad. I think we have more of a view of it as disposable, and so now we're just changing the vows to make it even more disposable, less serious. We don't mean it anyways. Let's just make up some different vows.
Serious. I haven't read the new quote unquote vows either, but I do think that there should be a staple of traditional kind of vows. Like, what but do you we think can make should new be in ones. There? I mean, I'm just saying the. Please do not text in angry.
By the way, the text line is 303-222-5423, same as the phone number.
But you won't need it.
You will, because you're about to text in angry.
The people that text, or I'm sorry, that have the vows of like, I promise to love you, yeah. even when you don't take your shoes off at the door. None of those marriages work out.
Oh, when they get cutesy with yeah. the vows or get...
Yeah, I agree. Because to me, that's like not serious.
Then what like, is it supposed to be? Like,
this is, this is a serious thing that you're doing. So you're getting married.
Should there be genuine sacrifices stated in the vows? Because like for richer or poorer, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, mm-hmm. for sickness, in sickness and in health.
And in health. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
those should be in there. But I know so many people who, not so many, I know a couple different people who's, like I know a guy who got a massive brain tumor and... It was so bad, and it was a type that happens to children, and he was like in his 30s, and mm-hmm. they were like, we don't know what to do, go to Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Like they, because it was, and she was like, too much. Bye.
That's terrible.
But.
I agree. That seems terrible.
Terrible.
But I mean, I don't know if she said that vow, like, but you, to TX's point, we can say anything when we're standing there. If you don't actually believe there's some sort of consequence for yeah. saying it and not following through, mm. then what's the difference?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. I think
because if you're in a church, you sometimes feel there's some reverence to it. Like, oh my God, I'm saying this in front of
right.
the big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. There's the guy in the robe is right here. Right. He can hear me.
Right. He knows I yeah. said in sickness and in health. Uh-huh. So sickness, I can't bounce. But this chick bounced. Yeah.
And I had told that same guy in the robe all the bad things I had just done like not that long ago. Like, he knows everything about me.
Okay, so what do you want in the vows?
I just like the traditional ones. Like, I think marriage is a thing. It's a serious thing. And if you want to do it, like I said, that's great. And here's what it is. And if you don't want to do that, that's also great. If it's not for you, like, there's plenty of people, if you live together forever, whatever, lifelong partner, when you don't want to get married, that's fine too. It's none of my business, but I'm just, if you want to get married, like, why are we trying to meld the two? Either do the marriage or don't. And now we're like, well, let's just change it because the marriage thing doesn't really work for me. It's like, then don't do it.
Like, can I go through these and then you yeah. guys, we can all like, but like, I don't see anything wrong with, but like the very first one, I believe in you and our bond.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay.
I'll struggle to learn to be open with you and respond to you from my heart, my emotions, even when I'm angry or afraid or hurting. I think that's just a more touchy-feely, mm-hmm. like I promise to have and hold. And like, it's you. It's you, me and you.
I don't understand the first part of that. I will struggle to be open to you.
I think what it's saying is, like, when times get tough, instead of just shutting down and like sleeping on the couch, I'm going to push through it.
Oh, okay.
I'm even when it's a struggle to talk to you and tell you why that hurt or why what you're doing right now hurts me, I'm going to struggle. I'm going to struggle through it.
Gotcha.
And I don't think in the traditional vows it says that. It's just like, you know, I know I know why you're mad, but this is just, this one so far, I don't think it's that bad.
Okay. I believe in you and our bond, but even just our bond, it feels like you're lessening. Like you're not saying anything about love or cherish or hold or respect. It's just like our bond, dude. You know, like we're vibing. we're totally simpatico, bruh.
Okay.
It just feels a little loose.
Hold on,
I'm
writing that down.
We're simpatico, bruh. I would marry anybody who wants to say that to me right now. I vow to stay open and responsive.
I think this is.
I like that one.
That's a good one. Actually, yeah. I don't mind that one. Actually, that could be added. Maybe.
So you're a hypocrite then. So you want it to be the traditional values, unless one hits you in the hippie.
Well, I don't have a problem with that one. I think that's good. I think like that's probably the start of the end of a lot of marriages is when people shut down.
Yeah.
Right, and they're not open and they're not responding to each other and the needs that they each have. So I think that's good.
Because you get to a point where it's like she's always going to be that way, and so why even bother?
Mm-hmm.
But if you stay open and continue to respond, you might actually save it.
Mm-hmm. It takes two, though, right? Like, you want to be better for her. She wants to be better for you. You can't have one that's
trying.
Hold
on, let me write that down, because that's been something I've...
mm-hmm. We're not
I always thought it was
brand.
Their job to keep this thing fresh and fresh as a daisy. Two more vows. New sets of vows. I vow to bring joy to our marriage.
I like that, because if you're both doing it, because a lot of the times I feel like it can depend on just one person in the relationship.
See, I don't mind this vow, but I think this should not replace the other ones. The in sickness and in health needs to be there. Because it's like, of course, we're in love, we'll have fun together. But what about when stuff gets real? Like, let's take those vows. Those still need to be in there. It's not just like, I'll bring joy, because it's not always joyous. Like you said, sickness happens, brain tumors. Children, like
thing.
Just all sorts of stuff.
I have literally no desire to wipe. Now that I've had children and they are grown up and potty trained, I have no desire to wipe another person's butt. I just don't.
Oh, bummer. Mm-hmm. I'm out of here.
That can be in our vows. But like, I will. Like, that needs to be in there, but I will.
Yeah.
Even when mm-hmm. it sucks, I will.
Right. And I like,
and that's not in here. Everything's a little too.
Yeah, I'll bring joy. Like you can wipe your own butt, but I'll be there like juggling.
Yeah. All right. The final one is I vow to hold you and our bond tight.
Again with the bond talk. I don't know. what are you, James Bond?
We got a great bond, bro.
Yeah, our bond's tight.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.